The LLM termination story from earlier in the show, combined with the autonomous drone demonstration and the Grok CSAM allegation, puts us in a place where I want to interrogate a consensus assumption that runs through almost all current AI policy discussion. The assumption is this: that AI management and decision support tools, when properly implemented, will reduce human bias in high-stakes decisions, hiring, firing, performance evaluation, and therefore produce more equitable outcomes than human-only management.
It's a compelling argument on its face. Human managers are demonstrably biased along lines of race, gender, age, and social similarity. If an AI system evaluates performance data without knowing what someone looks like or what their name sounds like, it should theoretically produce fairer outcomes. Multiple academic studies in the 2022 to 2024 period showed meaningful reductions in demographic disparities in hiring rates when AI screening tools replaced initial human review.
But here's where I want to apply some intellectual pressure. The strongest counterargument isn't that AI systems are secretly racist or sexist in ways we can't detect, though some clearly are, as the Amazon hiring algorithm case demonstrated years ago. The stronger counterargument is that AI management tools optimize for measurable proxies of performance, and those proxies were defined by humans in contexts that reflect existing power structures. When an LLM fires a worker for, say, low productivity scores, those productivity scores were defined by whoever built the system, calibrated against whoever's performance was used as training data, and deployed in a context where the worker has no visibility into the decision logic.
That opacity is actually worse than human bias in one specific way. With a human manager, you can argue, you can appeal, you can present context, you can go to HR, you can make a legal claim based on documented conversations. With an LLM termination decision, the decision trail may be entirely opaque, not because anyone is hiding it maliciously, but because the model's inference process isn't interpretable even to its developers.
So the question I'm putting on the table is, what if the AI management equity argument is fundamentally wrong, not because the tools are biased in the traditional sense, but because they replace one form of accountability, flawed human judgment you can challenge, with a different form of accountability, opaque optimization you cannot?
If we're wrong about AI management improving fairness, here's the specific indicator to watch. Track wrongful termination claims and their resolution rates in companies that have deployed LLM management systems versus those that haven't. If AI-managed workplaces show higher rates of successful wrongful termination claims that win, that's evidence that the decisions are legally defective in ways the equity argument didn't anticipate. Conversely, if AI-managed workplaces show lower rates of claims filed, that could mean either that decisions are fairer or that workers have less access to the evidence they'd need to make a claim. Those two outcomes look identical in the claim filing data and demand different responses. Lawyers, labor economists, and workers' rights organizations should be building that data set right now.
That distinction, fewer claims because things are fairer versus fewer claims because the system is less legible, is exactly the kind of ambiguity that gets exploited. The indicator worth tracking before the year is out is whether any labor board or court issues a ruling specifically on the legal capacity of an LLM to serve as an employer's authorized agent in a termination. That would force the legal framework to catch up with the operational reality we saw this week.